Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The State Department has ordered families of staffers of the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to leave Ukraine and is allowing all non-essential staffers to leave as well, ahead of a possible invasion of the country by Russia. This as the Russian government is rejecting a British report that it has a leader in mind for installation after a potential invasion of Ukraine. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports.
45-year-old Yevgeny Muraev was critical of the 2014 revolution that led to the election of pro-Western leadership in Ukraine. He has accused current President Volodymyr Zelensky of being controlled by the West, and when Muraev speaks publicly, he generally speaks in Russian, not Ukrainian. But Muraev himself told the Observer newspaper that the British Foreign Office seemed confused since he's banned from Russia. The Russian government also rejected the claims, pointing out that Muraev is under Russian sanctions for being a threat to national security. More than 100,000 Russian troops are currently amassed on the Ukrainian border, and many fear a Russian invasion could come any day now. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. administration is considering sending as many as 5,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe. According to an official, no final decision has been made, but troops have been ordered to be prepared to move. The Los Angeles Unified School District is prohibiting students from wearing cloth face masks on campus starting Monday. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports this comes as the country is still grappling with a surge in cases driven by the Omicron variant.
Students in the LA school district will have to wear well-fitting non-cloth masks with a nose wire, both indoors and outdoors. District employees will have to wear surgical-grade masks or higher. The second largest school district in the U.S. says it will provide masks to anyone who needs them. Public health experts say Omicron is extremely contagious, and they're recommending people use high-filtration respirators instead of cloth masks. Like most of the country, Los Angeles County is continuing to see sky-high rates of new COVID infections, though death rates there are far below what they were last winter. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Starting Monday, the Internal Revenue Service will begin accepting 2021 tax returns. But because of staff shortages, the agency still hasn't processed all the returns for 2020. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration knows this is unacceptable.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
She says the president will press Congress to provide more money to help the IRS get the job done. This is NPR News. A Canadian trucking organization is denouncing planned protests by truckers against Ottawa's cross-border travel vaccine mandate. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Canadian Trucking Alliance says the protests are not safe or effective.
The statement from the alliance was issued 24 hours before a convoy of unvaccinated truckers is scheduled to leave British Columbia for Ottawa and to be joined by other truck drivers along the way. They say their aim is to be in the capital by next weekend to hold a protest against the recent policy requiring drivers who cross the Canada-U.S. border to be fully vaccinated. The alliance says a vast majority of Canadian truckers are vaccinated, and Alliance President Stephen Laskowski wants even greater compliance, given that both Canada and the U.S. have vaccination rules in place. But protest organizers say more than 15% of the 160,000 drivers who cross the border would be sidelined by the vaccine mandate. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Police in California are investigating a shooting at a house party in Inglewood early Sunday morning. Officials say four people were killed and one person was wounded in what the mayor described as the worst single shooting crime in his city in years. Inglewood is located about 10 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. Police say they found the bodies of five people in a home in Milwaukee Sunday afternoon, and they're treating their deaths as homicides. Police had responded to a welfare check at the residence and found four men and one woman dead. Autopsies will be performed Monday. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.